All right, we're just finishing up here at the Ron Paul 90th birthday celebration. And who do I run into but Paymon from freedomlawschool.org. Welcome, Paymon. It's great to see you.
Thank you, Maggie. It was great to meet you in person, finally.
Isn't that funny that we've never met in person, but we've done so many interviews?
I know. It's just a small world. The people that love liberty, we come together. And this is a great event with Ron Paul that brought so many good people together. I was so glad to finally have a chance to meet with you in person.
Hey, it was so awesome to see you here. And you got the Ron Paul Revolution shirt rocking it here. Now, just for people who don't, and maybe they haven't seen our interviews together, but you've helped a lot of people gain back their financial freedom by not giving in to tyranny, which was one of the messages that Ron Paul just said in his speech here. He said, we have to stop asking for permission.
Yeah, and we got to assert our independence and sovereignty. The government works for us. They are our public servants. And that attitude is so critical because coming from Iran, Mike, I was so amazed to discover that in America, your rights in the law and the Constitution is recognized to come from God the day you were born, as opposed to Iran or rest of the world. So that's such a fundamental thing, and it relates so much to taxation because they have deceived us to believe we are weak, to believe they are strong, when it's really the other way around, if we simply educate ourselves.
So what do you make of Trump reducing, or his administration reducing by large numbers, the number of IRS workers out there? What does that mean in practical terms for people who are trying to figure out how to keep more of the money that they earn legally and lawfully?
Well, it's great news because, you see, the IRS is a classic communist socialist organization. No one owns it. Everybody out there is just there for a paycheck. No one has any sense of responsibility. So corruption and waste and cesspool just gets worse and worse. And they are literally falling apart from within. Just like the Soviet Union. I remember when the Soviet Union collapsed, no one believed that this empire of power and would just dissolve of its own. But the same thing is happening with the IRS, and that's great news, especially those 80-plus million people who no longer file 10 for income tax forms because you just fall off the radar, and they don't keep track of, this guy filed last year, but this year didn't file. They don't do that. So the more we recognize our power and that they are weak by educating ourselves, the sooner we can return America.
And one of the principles that you teach at freedomlawschool.org is that filing taxes is actually a violation of your Fourth and Fifth Amendments because it's a form of self-confession for a crime you did not commit. I mean, or is that the right way to put it, or how would you put it?
Well, that's a good point because you do that voluntarily because income tax in law, the way it's written, is written for federal lands like Washington, D.C., that the federal government was given to do whatever they needed to do to protect us from England taking us back as slaves. So when you give your right to be silent in a way, when you subject yourself to prove all expenses deductions, it is you allowing them to violate you because there's no law requiring the people of the 50 United States to sign that 1040 form, confess you owe the income tax. And everybody who's an employee can go to our website for free, stop the income tax withholding from the paycheck so they don't have to file at all to follow up to get some money back.
So your website, freedomlawschool.org, provides what? Resources, templates, education to help people assert their right to keep what they've earned? Is that, I mean, how would you put it?
Yes, because education, as Ron Paul said, is number one. So that's why my goal is to have America be free again. So we provide that education so you can do it yourself. You don't need me or anybody else because you are self-educated and self-empowered. However, we provide the option for people, Mike, if they choose to want to come together like America's founding fathers, they can do that. And by doing so, mutually protect each other from the crooks and criminals. So you have two options. Do it by yourself with other people for extra safety.
Trump has talked about abolishing the IRS, but it seems like a very far-fetched idea at the moment. Because I know he's raised some tariff revenue, but it's very tiny compared to the, what, $3 or $4 trillion that the income tax raises. Do you think there's any long-term potential of the IRS being abolished?
Absolutely, it could be done because Trump has the authority tomorrow. Order the IRS on their website to say, look, the people of the 50 states, we've been deceived, and you don't have to pay income tax, payroll taxes, corporate taxes, estate taxes, and IRS is going to leave you alone because the law is going to be enforced as it is written right now. With that, the ball goes back to the Congress and the deep state to come with an alternative form of tax, which they can do more tariffs, and they could allow immigrants come to America, and the immigrants now, they're going to pay you 50% income tax for the privilege of coming to work to America. See,
and like a legal work program with taxation and registration.
Yes, all those illegal aliens that work at Home Depot and Lowe's outside, they don't pay income tax. They're the ones that are going to pay income tax. So now this way we have immigrants, the new generation, funding America for the people who are already there. And their children will get to be free, but this way they get more immigrants all the time. And believe me, immigrants would be happy to pay a 50% income tax because compared to what they have back in the home country, they're still great.
Why do immigrants even need to pay if the government's just going to print the money it needs anyway? I mean, ultimately, like Ron Paul teaches, don't we need to get back to an honest money system and stop the fiat currency printing, you know, in the big picture?
No question. The ultimate answer is to get rid of the Federal Reserve and a fractional reserve banking system, fraud system, where they make money out of thin air and loan it out at interest, and they suck the wealth of all of us into indirect taxation. But the problem is the Federal Reserve and the bankers are so powerful with that money, they buy off the politician. That's a much more long-term goal we, of course, have naturally. And cryptocurrency gives us also another avenue to take some practical action now. But until then, we can get rid of the slavery system and then America become great, because when Americans don't pay income tax, no FICA coming out of your paycheck, no corporate taxes, estate taxes, everybody from across the world is going to want to come to America. But guess what? Now that you want to come to the land of the free, you foreigners, you pay, because this is our home. You come to our home, you pay a price for doing so. So that's going to give us that initial, you know, be able to cut the federal budget, let's say in half or a third, you know, because that's the start of a cut, because they're over 9% waste anyways.
Yeah, true. All right. Well, here's a man who was born in Iran and yet espouses the principles of the founding fathers of America better than most Americans. So thank you so much for joining me today, Payman. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Pleasure is mine. Thank you for having me, Mike.
All right. And again, the website is freedomlawschool.org, correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, thanks for being here at the 90th Ron Paul birthday celebration. It's been a fun one.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
All right.
Power up with Groovy Bee and Boku Organic Super Fuel Blend. 9 superfoods in one clean, plant-based mix. Glyphosate tested, low in heavy metals. Only at HealthRangerStore.com.